Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, I welcome you to a show that's for you and it's about you. You are the one that wants that freedom. You want the cash flow, that prosperity today, not forever, not 30 or 40 years from now, but you want it now so you can live that life that you love today, being with those you love, doing what you love. But guys, so much more importantly, guess what? It's about creating a life of freedom and a life of meaning and purpose by blessing the lives of others. Because as you liberate yourself financially, you can help others do the same. You can be a bigger blessing in their lives. Because with money, money is just a magnifier of the soul, right? It allows you to do more of who you already are. And guys, that is what we're talking about. That is the kind of ripple effect I'm here to create with you. Thank you for being part of this movement. And guys, you guys are seriously the coolest and best listeners around. I love you so much. So thank you for joining us today. As a reminder, check out our YouTube channel, right? The Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. You can check that out. That's where we're also now been posting more of these podcasts. We're starting to catch up again. So be sure to check that out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So guys, today I really want to get real with you. I want to be able to talk with you and what's going on inside, because I'm noticing a trend in the world that is not good. In fact, it's the one trend that I see. It's a big trend that will prevent you from ever becoming financially free. Now you're gonna be like, okay, Chris, you're gonna talk about impeaching financial advisors again? Nope, not that. Although that's not a bad idea either. Okay, Chris, you're talking about real estate? Not necessarily. No, it has nothing to do with that. This actually has something to do with what's inside of you, what's going on inside your head. And I can guarantee that if I were to ask all of you right now, probably all of you, if you're here right now, you're probably would say, if I were to ask you, do you really want freedom? You would all say yes, 100%, right? How many of you really want financial freedom? Do you really want it? I challenge you that I bet you a good percentage of you do not want that financial freedom. Now, you might say you want it. You might think you want it. And you might think you're being honest with yourselves, but I think you're actually lying. I think there's a good percentage of you right now that do not want freedom. You don't want it all. Let me illustrate what I mean. So I'm going to go into politics, right? Because we're talking about freedom. We talk about freedom as U.S. citizens, especially, right? I know many of you guys are across the world, but here in the U.S., those of you that are outside the U.S., you know that we're like a bunch of cowboys, right? Like we just want to do whatever the heck we want. We just kind of come in shooting up the world, thinking it's ours. And I know that's kind of arrogant of us and egocentric to even see it that way, right? But the truth is that we value freedom as Americans. At least we say we do. But there's a principle behind this. Is that freedom requires responsibility. So in our example, you know, even within recent years, we had a president, Donald Trump. President Trump, it was interesting because I remember when people voted him in. Now, I didn't vote him in. I didn't even vote a common candidates. I didn't vote between the two main parties. I voted for a third party, right? This is what I commonly do. The people I vote for never get elected or don't even get that much screen time, but they tend to be the ones that match up most of my beliefs. But I understand that they may not be elected. In fact, the most elections recently, I don't think I've had a president win yet, not for years. Anyways, Donald Trump, you know, he came into office and what was the big fear? And even the fear of mine was, all right, this guy has a mouth. There's no doubt. Is he going to start a war? What kind of world war are we going to create here? Now, I thought most people were being a little bit dramatic when they were saying that. Like, it's like, oh, it's going to create a world war. Now I knew that maybe he might do something. Now I also knew too, he's a good negotiator. So I thought maybe he might actually do some good. You know, I won't deny that because negotiation wise, that is his strong suit. But I'm like, would he start a war? And there was a lot of people were like, oh, Trump is a dictator. Hashtag not my president. You guys remember this, right? All this kind of junk. Everybody freaking out that he was going to become a dictator and take over. Remember, everybody was afraid he was going to be signing all these executive orders to make him the dictator, the ruler, maybe even get rid of the two-term maximum presidency, right? All that kind of stuff. Stuff that he can't do, by the way. He doesn't have that power. So everybody's freaking out. And everybody's like, oh, we don't want a dictator. We want to be free of this tyrant. Here's what's interesting. Think about this, is that everybody thought he was a tyrant and a dictator. Now, 2020 comes around, right? Now, he's operating off of false intelligence from China. You know, the whole COVID thing comes in. So February and March. Now, he realizes that he's got false intel and then pretty soon starts to bring in Fauci and all these people that are beloved by even Biden and everybody else, right? He brings in all these experts to say, hey, this is what we need to do. We need to wash our hands and socially distance and, you know, make sure we keep our hands away from our face. Remember that? Keep our hands away from our face and our eyes, all that stuff. And then eventually the masks came out, but we were like kind of self-quarantining. Now, remember how much crap Trump got because looking hindsight 2020, right? Everybody's like, he should have been more draconian. He should have been shutting everything down. He should have done it faster. Why didn't he do that? He knew better. He should have helped everybody do this. Now, remember, he gave the states the freedom to decide for themselves, which is exactly how the Constitution was written, was that the states actually did dictate. Now, the federal government can overstep, especially when it's to try to unify for like armies or emergency situations, right? So he did try to do that, but he left it to the states to dictate in their own areas what to do. And he got criticized for not being enough of a dictator. Do you see the irony here? People are afraid of him being a dictator and they don't want him to be a dictator, but then all of a sudden they want him to be a dictator. Why? I'll tell you why. Because it's the same thing's happened. By the way, now Biden's in office, right? Again, a guy I didn't vote for. Biden is now in office. How many freaking executive orders has that guy signed? Now, he was the same guy that was saying, hey, only dictators sign a bunch of executive orders their first days in office. What did he do? Hypocrite. Hypocrite, hypocrite, hypocrite. Now, it's easy to point fingers at them, right? Call hypocrites. But look at us as a people. We're a bunch of freaking hypocrites. We are. How many times have we done something we tell everybody else that they should all do, but then we don't do it ourselves? How many times have your kids called you out on your bull? Especially if you're a parent, you get called on this bull all the time. You probably have a spouse like I do. You know, Adis, man, she calls me on my bull all the time. She's like, hypocrite, you tell me to do this, but then you do this. You do the same thing, right? You tell me to treat you nice, but then you don't treat me nice this time. So what is it? What do you want to be? Will your actions align with your words? Everybody said they didn't want a hypocrite. They don't want a hypocrite, right? They didn't want a tyrant. They didn't want a dictator. But guess what they're calling for now and who they voted for? A dictator. They want somebody who basically would say, here's how you have to do everything. Here, let's spell out everything from how I have to, whether we open or close restaurants and stores and businesses. We want that. Now, everybody says they don't want a dictator, but the truth is you do. Why? Because you're scared of freedom. Because you know what freedom implies? Own your own personal responsibility. Because it means if something goes wrong, you got to own up to it. It's your fault. Now, see, it's easy to not claim freedom because if it's not you, like, hey, I was told what to do, it's their fault. You know, it's like saying, hey, I'm just doing what my boss told me. Hey, I'm just doing what this person told me. I just did what my sergeant, my general told me. I'm just following orders. It wasn't my fault. I didn't do it. Now, if something good happens, you might claim all the credit, right? Like, hey, look what I did. I was awesome, right? But when something goes wrong, it's so nice and convenient that you can blame someone else. So what happens with your money? You can blame somebody else. It's your financial advisor's fault. Your financial advisor doesn't know squat. They don't know how to do anything. They can't control the markets. They don't know what the crap they're doing. They're broke themselves. In fact, you probably have more money than they do. Come on, guys. They don't know what's going on. In fact, they will be victims. I know this because I came in during Y2K. We're like, hands in the air. I don't know what's going on. I can't control it. I can't control what's going on in the markets. The best thing we can do is just diversify, stay in it for the long haul. Hopefully down the road, you'll get your money back. Oh yeah, it did come back 15 years later. Plus, depending on how much your fees were for your financial advice that making you squat, you would have made more money in that freaking CD over the 2000s to 2010s, right? But that's the thing, guys. Like, again, we don't want to claim responsibility. Freedom has to have responsibility. This is why the Constitution of the United States was designed the way it was. It was designed for you to take personal responsibility for your own life. You had to step in and take that freedom and that control. But it also means you have to take the consequences too. Guys, that's the beauty. Yes, you will mess up. Yes, you will make mistakes. But the good news is you cannot become free without it. Without that freedom, without that ability to have personal accountability and responsibility, you will never, ever, 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 ever be free. Guys, do you really want to be free? Is that truly, truly what you want? Are you sure? Because I can attest that as much as you give it lip service, if your actions show differently, that's bull. That's bull. You know, hey, you might even say, hey, I heard so-and-so on your show. Like, they sounded great. So I went and invested with them. Something went wrong. And hey, at some point, there might be somebody that was on the show that'll have an investment go bad. Because again, we're not telling you to invest with any of these people, right? We're just bringing them on our show because they have to have interesting stories or insights. Doesn't mean you invest with them just because you like them. It does help to know, like, and trust somebody. But even the best of people can lose money. What are you going to do in that moment? Are you going to scream and say you were victimized? Are you the victim or the hero of your story? Which is it? You can't be both. If you choose to be the victim and let everybody else have control of your life, you have no control and therefore you have no freedom. Now, if you're willing to accept the responsibility, say, you know what? You know, I made that choice. That was a conscious choice. It didn't work out. That's what happens. I'm going to move forward and make the best of what I can from this situation. That is a hero. That is the hero we like to see in stories. That's the hero we like to see in movies. Not the whiny little babies that our country has become today, whining and complaining and blaming everybody else for their problems. The truth is, we elected the politicians that are creating some of these problems today. That's our fault. We are the people. We, the people, have decided what we want. And the truth is people have more decided they want people to boss them around. They say they don't, but the truth is you want someone to make all the thinking and all the decisions for you because you don't want to use that little brain of yours. Now, I know some of you, I'm preaching to the choir, and you're probably just saying, amen, right? And some of you might even be offended, like, Chris, that's not me. Like, I get it. Like, I'm there with you, Chris. Great. You're the person I'm talking to too, because we got to check ourselves regularly. We got to always be checking ourselves before we wreck ourselves, right? We got to make sure we do that. But it requires us to be responsible, claim all responsibility for what's going on. Yes, bad things might happen to us, and it might not even be our fault. I get it. I've been there, guys. I remember the last recession. I remember there's things outside of my control. I'm like, well, that stinks. If that didn't happen, it wouldn't have happened to me. But you know what was so cool is that I put myself in that place. Hey, I bought a house. And that house was a huge mortgage on it that really, it had it required me to be in the best case scenario, right? My income, the best case scenario to keep being okay, paying that mortgage payment. When I wasn't the best case scenario, that mortgage payment became a burden. Now I could blame the economy for that. But the truth is I put myself in that place. The only way I can truly be powerful and free is if I say, you know what, Chris? Yeah, that stuff happened. But you chose to be in that house. You chose to have that mortgage. That's all on you. Hey, Chris, you chose to cut off those streams of income. Even though you had a guy, a partner that was saying, hey, cut off those streams of income so you focus on our business and our mission, right? And I bought into it hook, line, and sinker. My fault, not his. It's my fault for listening to him and saying, I could have stood up in my own power and said, you know what? I respect what you're saying and I will give this company focus. But if I'm to live what we preach, I'm going to keep these streams of income. Thank you very much. I could have done that. I didn't stand in my power. I became a little wuss during that period of time. And there were effects of that. That's why, you know, and of course, all the market stuff didn't help. But that's why I was in a position where I was $1.1 million in debt. That's why I was in the hole $15,000, $16,000 a month. All of those things I made a decision on. All the expenses I had, I made a decision on. All the income streams I cut off that lowered my income. I made that decision. That was my choice. That also meant digging out of that hole was my choice as well. Even when I had collectors calling multiple times a day, I still had to choose. And you know what? It was so awesome to be able to pull myself up by my bootstraps And trust me, I was a victim. I was not perfectly the hero in every moment. There was plenty of times I was a victim. Heck, when I was talking to collectors, I almost felt like I had to play the victim just so that I can keep them at bay to buy me more time to then pay them later, right? So yeah, I had to play the victim card with them. It was kind of disgusting. But you know what? The thing is, I still said I would pay them. I still said, you know what? I'm doing what I can. I'm not gonna file for bankruptcy. I'm avoiding that because I think you guys should be paid, but it's not today. But give me time. Well, when? I don't know. I need time. It took me years, guys. I had ups and downs between that 2007. It really started end of 2007 to 2008, really, is when it started hitting the fan more. But 2008, 2009, 10, 11, and then 12. And then 12, I jumped ship and started my own business. So, of course, I wasn't making a lot of progress there. I had a few years. I was just reinvesting and putting money back in business and just trying to make a living, just trying to make a decent living for my family. And then it wasn't until about 2015 when I had that divorce. And again, same thing. I could have claimed being the victim about what was going on in our marriage. But the truth is, I had a hand in it too. All the effects that happened, you know, were based on choices I made too. Choices that I should have made 10 years prior to actually communicate and not just hold things in and harbor resentment and bad feelings because I didn't stand up for myself. I didn't claim my freedom. And you know what? Coming out of that, I had to own up to that too. And then I had to own up to try to dig my way out of the rat race again and having to try to be that hero. Guys, this is a daily battle. Being the hero versus the victim. Claiming freedom versus being in bondage to someone else. That's a daily choice we have to make. What are you going to choose? Do you really want freedom? Are you sure? Because if you do, there's a way to do it, guys. There is a path. But it requires you to make that choice internally first. It requires you not pointing fingers at everybody, not claiming Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, liberals, vaccinated, anti-vaxxers, you know, all that kind of stuff. This stuff is stupid, okay? None of that stuff matters. What matters is what are you choosing? And yes, their decisions make a choice, right? But are you going to be the hero? Are you going to stand up and stand out? Are you going to truly be free? Because if you really wanted to be an example and a light for others, or to really shine the light that was shown for us originally, right? I believe that God allows light to shine through us. It's not our light. It's the light that he shines through us. I truly believe that if we were to shine a light, it requires us to be the hero. It requires us to do something that others aren't doing. Because everybody's rolling around being the victims. They're victims of whether they can pay their college tuition or not. The truth is they chose college. They didn't need to do it. They thought they had to do it. And maybe it was based on bad advice, but they still took that advice. The only way to become free is to say, claim your mistakes and therefore learn from them, start to learn. And by the way, the mistake is not, I'll never do that again. Oh, I'll never put money with that person again. That's not the lesson. The lesson is, what did I do that allowed me to jump in? Is there anything I could have done better beforehand? Could I have learned something that allowed me to take better action? Like, ooh, maybe I didn't do the due diligence here. Next time, I'm going to make sure I ask these questions. That is what a hero does. A victim says, oh, never going to do that again. And by the way, I had a family member that did that when they invested with somebody and they lost the money. They said, oh. And when we asked them, what lessons did you learn? Not to put money with that person again, or never do that investment again. That's not the lesson. And we actually had to call him out. It's like, you know what, buddy? In fact, it was my friend Garrett White. If some of you guys might know him, Wake Up Warrior. He called him out and said, listen, if that's all you learned, you already lost. If that's all you learned, shame on you. Because if all you learned was just to not do that again, that's not going to stop you from doing it again. It's requiring you to learn something better and become better and be the hero in your story, not the victim. Guys, do you really want freedom? I keep asking that question, but I really am seriously asking, do you truly want it? Because it's going to require you to take a different level of accountability and responsibility for your life than ever. But I promise you this, when you do that, your life will never, ever be the same. Your life will be different. And that is where you'll be a true rippler. That's where your ripple effect can go beyond you. This is where you teach your family to live a different life, to also be a hero, not whiny little baby victims, but real, strong, powerful heroes that make their own life, make their own story, make their own destiny. Guys, that's my challenge for you this week. Make it a wonderful, prosperous week and be the hero. We'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.